Ocasio-Cortez, I visited concentration camp where Trump administration stole children from parents. By Joshua Kaplan on June 18, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, accused the Trump administration of stealing migrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border as the self-avowed Democratic Socialist faces intense blowback for comparing border facilities to concentration camps. Streaming live on Instagram Monday, Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, lazed into the Trump administration's immigration policies, referring to President Donald Trump as a fascist whose administration is running concentration camps on the southern border. That is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps, the New York Democrat contended. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing and we need to do something about it. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, slammed Ocasio-Cortez's remarks and urged her to learn actual history before opining on the subject. Please etoc do us all a favor and spend just a few minutes learning some actual history, Cheney tweeted. 6 million Jews were exterminated in the Holocaust. You demean their memory and disgrace yourself with comments like this. After her controversial remarks garnered harsh criticism from Republicans on Capitol Hill, the freshman lawmaker attempted to lecture her colleagues on the distinctions between concentration camps and death camps. Concentration camps are considered by experts as the mass detention of civilians without trial. And that's exactly what this administration is doing. She wrote on Twitter, sharing an Esquire magazine article in which an expert explains how border facilities are similar to concentration camps. As Breitbart News reports, detention facilities are a far cry from both concentration camps and certainly from death camps. Detention facilities serve as a temporary holding place for illegal migrants, not U.S. citizens or civilians, while their claims and hearings are being processed. Additionally, detention centers provide another layer of security for the American people. According to a report last week, ICE had to quarantine 4,200 migrant detainees for exposure to mumps, 800 for exposure to chicken pox, and 100 were quarantined for exposure to both. The quarantine stretches across many of the 39 immigrant detention centers, where many await their deportation hearings. This video was from 1 year ago this week, before my primary and the Fox News cycle, she tweeted with the video. I flew to the concentration camp where the Trump admin was keeping children they stole from their parents. Back then, I was voicing my conscience. I still am. Hashtag abolish ICE.